Elizabeth Elliot says that restlessness makes us cynical. We need certainty, surety, security, and that can only be found in God Himself because He's the one that's in charge of everything. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you think about God's unchanging principles for your life, here's Elizabeth Elliot.
An Indian named Domingo Wakcha, we always called him Wakcha, he was a Quechua Indian, he was doing some shellacking of the rather fancy house that Jim Elliot had built in the eastern jungle of Ecuador one day. Jim had died by this time, and I was in the house, I think teaching my literacy class of girls, and I heard Domingo say, "Atzatzaichlia," which is about the most powerful expletive that a Quechua can use, and it means, oh no. So I went out to see what had happened. I thought maybe he'd fallen or dumped the can of shellac or something. And his two-year-old child had his arm in the can of shellac up to the shoulder almost, and he was screaming his head off, this little boy. And so Domingo climbed down his ladder and went over and tried to pull the little boy's hand out of the shellac, but the little boy was clutching a piece of manioc, which is the staple food of the jungle Indians. And the father had a terrible time trying to persuade the little boy to drop it. He didn't want to grab it himself because, of course, he didn't want to get full of shellac. But that little boy was determined to hang on to that piece of manioc. Of course, what he couldn't fathom was that his father wanted him to let go of that one so that he could give him another one, a clean one. My talk this morning is on the gift of tenacity. And I'm sure you know what the definition of tenacity is. Adhesiveness, stick-to-itiveness, toughness. A person who is tenacious is one who holds fast and retains what is in his possession. There seems to be a lot of confusion about legalism. I get accused often of being a legalist because I talk a lot about obedience. And the great question is, what does the Bible have to say about this? And about this matter of tenacity, adhesiveness, stick-to-itiveness, etc., it has a lot to say. A very large number of verses deal with that. So Hebrews 2:1 says, we must pay more careful attention to what we have heard so that we do not drift away. Hebrews 3:6, we are His house, speaking of God's house, if we hold on to our courage. Hebrews 3:12-14. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. We have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence that we had at first. Hebrews 4:14, hold firmly to the faith we possess. 10:23, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. The message of the verse is about stability of spirit. Whether broken by adversity or tempted by prosperity, we are never to depart from the right way. And the Apostle Paul said, I am sure that neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come can ever, I'm sure that none of those can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ our Lord. Hebrews 10:25, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. And then two from Revelation 2:13, I know where you live. This is God talking to the church in Pergamum. I know where you live, where Satan has his throne, yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was put to death in your city where Satan lives. Is it possible for us to renounce our faith? If we do, what then do we have left? Many people write to me about being angry at God. One young woman wrote to me to say that her mother had been praying that this daughter would marry a certain man. The father and the daughter disagreed. The mother then declared that she would no longer pray for the right man to come. Now, my question would be to that mother, if I had an opportunity to say this to her, which I don't, would you then ever be able to say, "Thy will be done"? She has made up her mind that her daughter is going to marry this man or nobody, and she's not going to pray for anybody else. But God says to the church in Pergamum, "I know where you live, where Satan has his throne, yet you remain true to my name." Then Revelation 3:11, "I am coming soon." And what good news that must have been for old John on the island of Patmos. "Hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown." Would God say that if it were impossible that a crown might be taken? I want you to stop and think now. This list, are these declarative sentences or are they imperatives? Well, they're certainly imperatives, aren't they? God is not making 10 suggestions. He is telling us what we're to do. And he didn't give 10 suggestions to Moses, as you know, on the Mount. It was 10 commandments. But in today's world, we treat them as though they were suggestions, and if we feel good about it, then we'll do it if it works and if I like it and if it doesn't bother my friends too much and if I feel really good, really, really good, you know, really, really, really good about it, then I'll do it. The gift of tenacity, and one of my most important tutors in this matter is Amy Carmichael. Of course, I never met her, but it would be impossible for me to describe or assess the influence that that woman's writings have had in my life. And among other things, the beautiful poetry that she wrote. If you want the book of poetry, it's called Toward Jerusalem, and it is in print. And one of the poems that I memorized many, many years ago describes the tenacity of that woman's faith. And she certainly went through hell and high water in her work for 53 years in India with no furloughs. She died in India. And she wrote, "From prayer that asks that I may be sheltered from winds that beat on thee, from fearing when I should aspire, from faltering when I should climb higher, from silken self, O captain, free thy soldier who would follow thee, from subtle love of softening things, from easy choices, weakenings. Not thus are spirits fortified. Not this way went the crucified. Give me the love that leads the way, the faith that nothing can dismay, the hope no disappointments tire, the passion that will burn like fire. From silken self, O captain free, thy soldier who would follow thee." And that reminds me of my old Bible teacher, Mr. L.E. Maxwell of Prairie Bible Institute, and I can remember his praying one time, "O Lord, deliver us from our sad, sweet, stinking selves." Now, God gives us the gift of tenacity if we want it. And if we are not by nature tenacious, stick-to-itive, tough, holding fast, we can learn that, and we can receive the grace to act in that way. But the choice that God gives us is obedience, and there is no hour of our lives that does not hold such a choice. There are always choices to be made, and I'm reminded again of that great soldier of the Lord, Betty Scott Stamm. And in her prayer, she says, "Lord, I give up all my own plans and purposes." Relinquishment is the first choice. and accept thy will for my life. Acceptance is the second choice. I give myself, my life, my all utterly to thee. That's an offering. Relinquishment, acceptance, an offering. Three essential elements in the godly life, the way of the cross. And of course, that's exactly what Jesus did. He relinquished his glory in heaven. He came out of the ivory palaces into the world of woe. A radical humiliation and relinquishment. And then he accepted the will of his Father. And he said, not my will, but thine be done. And he offered himself an obedient sacrifice. So he calls you and me to decide whether we're going to be tenacious or whether we're going to be loose and limp and wimpy and just let go of things when everything seems to be falling apart. We sink into that satanic swamp of self-pity instead of accepting the things which God himself has allowed to happen.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.